name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at julieland.com. As always, I am joined by, I'm not giving him anything today, Mr. Richard Avery.
Except for that dick.
And as always, my guests don't pay attention to me when I say I don't like
He's
to talk
soccer
before introduced.
Or football.
Today we have back as an update episode.
Yes, this is the follow-up.
This is a follow-up episode of Danny Daniels and Xander.
Corvus. Has no last name.
Wow, I just, like, I'm looking at Richard Avery.
Like,
can I tell you something? Can I tell you something now? It's like, almost like, I feel like we're doing the season finale, like the on Bravo TV, the wrap.
The recap.
Like, okay, we're going to do the reunion show now. Like, so, how did it go this season, kids?
Previously on More with Mo,
exactly.
Danny and Xander came on to do the roommates episode and how the opposite sex can cohabitate in the same place. Without being in a relationship.
We pretty much lied the entire episode. It was really funny.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're just roommates.
Oh, yeah. We're just roommates. Yeah.
I found out about 2 weeks after the show that they were actually lying the entire...
I tell you? I knew they were lying at the time.
Did you really?
Yes. I was completely buffaloed.
I've said it for years. I'm not as stupid as I look.
Okay? I have to be completely honest. I was completely buffaloed. I was... fuck all
y'all. The actual, like, what we talked about with cohabitation was true, but just we were having sex.
You were doing
for
that,
free.
Were you officially in a relationship then?
Yes.
You moved in together as boyfriend, girlfriend.
No.
We were just friends.
Yeah, we actually moved in as
We actually were just roommates at one point.
But then we got drunk at the bar one night and
said, why not?
So how
it was kind of more like a, like we were, we started doing it and all that stuff. And then it was kind of like one day we just kind of looked at each other and we're just like, this is happening, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
we're totally falling in love. We're like, yeah, pretty much. So it's kind of like, we kind of realized it at the same, time.
It was just so casual, it was almost comical.
Yeah. It's it's happening. Okay, cool.
Do you love me? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love you too. Okay.
Sweet.
So you guys have actually been kind of
actually broken up right now, and we're just gonna fuck with you the whole.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, that
just so
would
we have comeback shows.
And she's really a guy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
keep lying about everything.
Hold on. Let's run with this real quick. In January was the AVN Awards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you guys have become the darling little couple in the industry. It's kind of sweet. But you came
out. I thought you and Alex were.
Wow.
Alex Chance and I are.
Because when I think of the
couple.
Word darling,
you
I think of you.
You guys are darling. We're more of like the bar friends.
You guys are more the Bradgeline.
The bar flies.
Bradgelina, what is it?
Brangelina,
or Tomcat? What are you guys?
What was Tomcat?
Does that mean I get to be Angelina Jolie?
Tomcat was Tom Cruise.
You get to be, you guys are.
I want to be Brad Pitt.
No, you guys are Zanny.
Ooh.
Zanny.
No, that sounds like we do Xanax.
I'm running
okay.
with Zanny.
Zanny. Yeah. We got Zanny here.
Okay, so.
So we just sleep a lot?
Exactly.
So at the AVN Awards.
Wake him up.
Which will be airing on Showtime in the near future.
I thought it was.
People actually think we're broken up, by the way.
It is Showtime. Zanny walked out on stage.
Really?
Yeah, Xander was dressed in a dress.
First, let's talk about
the way it worked.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me have the guests explain this.
Right, the red carpet we walked. I was in a really sweet tuxedo. She was in this like really cool like goddess like ancient Greek goddess dress.
I like how you
dress.
Didn't call it pretty. You called it cool.
And then I said goddess. So
I sound like Xena.
I think yeah, totally.
Okay.
No, not Xena. That's. Dude, that she's huge.
Mo's making a face.
Anyway,
this
so
is this is almost cute.
I'm just waiting. They're gonna argue
backstage.
Here, and break up on the
yeah,
show.
Right.
It started here and ended here.
Exactly.
I want a divorce. Keep the kids, bitch. Come out.
So sweet tuxedo, goddess dress.
Yeah, goddess dress, and then we played it just normal. Like everything was cool, and then we get backstage and like kind of everybody. I think most people.
We were presenting the first award.
Yeah, we presented the first award, and I think most people would be like, if I didn't show up, like, on stage, because remember, she walked out first,
mm-hmm.
but, like, if I didn't show up on stage, people would be like, yep, fucking Xander, he's probably at the bar, he fucking forgot, whatever, and so that's kind of what we played off, is, like, Brandy goes out on stage and stands there, like, oh, boy, like, I knew this was coming, it's all awkward and stuff, everybody's quiet, and, like, she's, like, complaining, like, she's like, I knew this was gonna happen, you know, Xander, blah, And then all
Xander's
of a sudden,
you train
hear,
wreck.
And then you hear in the like backstage, you hear like me and her like arguing, mm-hmm. and it's like something like, blah, 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 like, hurry up, no, give me my shit back. And she's like,
you're the one the quickie, yeah. What are you doing? You look
all
fine.
This stuff. Yeah, and I'm like, no, I don't, like, give it back, like, whatever. And then she's like, no, we have to go now, Brandy's out there alone. And so then, you know, she walks out all, like, proud in her suit, and or in
I
my
was, like,
tuxedo.
An amazing
yeah,
tuxedo.
Tuxedo.
Amazing
yeah.
tuxedo.
And
amazing.
I walked out in her dress.
In the goddess dress.
Yeah.
So
which, by the way, freaked me out, because it fit him, apart from, like, not zipping up all the way, because he's, like, very wide-chested.
Yeah, he's
but everything else fit, which made me, like, very insecure.
That you're, wait, that you're with a very girly man.
No, that we're
saying.
The same girly size. Girly. Like, I didn't ride him for, like, a week after, because I was, like, so insecure.
Okay, so I have to go with roommates don't do this. This is a very special kind of relationship to be able to go out in front of all your peers.
Yeah.
On, and I mean, there was a
not
was
only peers, but like your coworkers.
Yeah, it peers, coworkers, every in some cases fans, but
and
this
people
is all,
you fucked.
Exactly. Yeah. This is also going to be on national television.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That family, friends, people outside of porn are going to see. I mean, that's a very confident thing to do. I mean, I think you guys.
Like, a bunch of people were like, what's your dad going to think? And I was like, honestly, my dad's probably going to be like, Mike, hey, those shoes do not go with that dress. That's right, exactly what.
Oh, no, that was the hysterical part, is that he kept his shoe, like, he had these, like, dress shoes and these, like, obnoxious dress socks. And
but I took the socks off.
No, well,
because I wanted to show some legs. Some legs, like, yeah. I can't.
Okay,
I want to rob the people of that, you know?
So besides AVN, you guys have now been together, I think the show aired, what, 4 months ago? Would
about
be my guess,
months.
Mr.
Yeah,
Avery?
3 months. Total.
3 months ago? So
we've been together since September 4th.
So that's
is that your anniversary?
Months. And you're still living together?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have separate rooms still?
We never had separate rooms.
Yeah, I know. Go fuck all y'all. I mean, seriously. This
it's,
is the
it's,
go
it's
fuck
it's
yourself.
It's just now he has to pay the whole rent as opposed to
exactly.
Separate rooms.
Well done.
Now that you're getting the pussy, you pay the rent.
No, I actually did that to her.
It's thing, your choice. Like, basically, I think that's what it would be. Like, your choice. It's like you don't get pussy and you pay half the rent, or you get the pussy and you pay whole rent.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of how it works.
Up. That's what happened. Like, we were in the kitchen. She was like, said something about the rent. And I was like, well, no, what's the, like, we're splitting it. And she was like, oh. Like, yeah, dude, you gotta make it fair.
I agree with that. Alex and I, we split the rent, and you know, it's what's necessary.
I wouldn't feel comfortable. Like,
I say make the girl pay for everything.
Well, you guys are on a little bit more. So I do. I'm gonna go with equal playing field. You know, I have a girlfriend that can go out and make a fair amount of money in one day.
Mm.
I go through and I was on set for 23 hours total over a 2-day period. And made half of what she did on set for 4 hours. And all she did was give hand jobs.
But then it's
well,
like,
you give
but,
a lousy hand job.
And I realize I give a shitty hand job.
You give a lousy hand. He agrees with me.
Yeah,
like,
it is what it is, but go ahead.
No, you know, obviously you're big and famous and can command the top dollars, but he's dreamy and doesn't do half bad himself.
But he works triple as much as I do.
Yeah.
So it's
he's a big stud.
He pimps that cock out. Let me tell you something.
Okay,
that
now
cock gets around.
Get around, get around.
Oh my god! So, because when I had Alex on and we did a relationship show about relationships in the industry, I got asked some hard questions, things like that. How does it work at home with you guys? Do you you're both, you know, again without fluffing, higher end performers. You're working as much as you can. You're working, you know, all the time. How does that work at home?
Well, me, I just drink and play video games and, you know.
I think he means if we argue
she,
or the tough things.
Are there,
she's either giving a blowjob or in the kitchen, so it's
usually
okay.
Works out.
Okay, let's go with you're at home playing Injustice, or you're playing
Call
of Duty.
In between levels on Call of Duty, he gets a blowjob.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that actually has happened.
If he gets to the next level.
There was a moment where he was playing Titanfall, what, like 2 days ago, and he paused the game to power fuck me, and then kept playing.
Yeah.
Alex has given me a blowjob during Call of Duty because she was trying to distract me. So, but the question is you're at home drinking a beer, playing some Call of Duty, and she's off getting fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Or
you're
vice
cool.
Versa.
No, hold on. Slow down. We get both sides.
I had a conversation like this the other day, where we were talking about like the same type thing, and I was like, you know what, like her going to work, like. I don't, whatever, you know, I mean, like, I want her working with good performers, and like, because she had a scene with some dumb shit the other day that was like a total, you know, where the guys weren't good at all. But it's like, I'd rather her go to work and have a good time and do a fucking awesome scene. Like, I don't want her to like go to work like she's getting raped every day or something by somebody she doesn't want to, like, who's not going to perform well and shit. Like, I don't want that for her.
But
like,
at the same time,
but here's where I was going to go with this is, do you have, and you don't have to answer the question though, do you have a no list for her?
Not really. I the only thing I say is like, she knows.
We don't have, not to cut you off, we don't have no list, but we're respectful.
So yeah, you guys are both
if
aware
I know
of
she doesn't
who,
like somebody, yeah. She knows
he
I don't.
He would never tell me don't I'm work not. With this person, but I know not to work with them out of respect.
Yeah. And that's how Alex and I have the same thing.
Yeah,
is she's
it's like this
very well aware.
Rule
but
where
the,
it's like.
Yeah, but the rule has always been, I've been around this for 20 years, and it's always kills me. It's like, first of all, you're in the porn business. You're porn stars. This is what our job is to go have sex with people.
Yeah.
So at that point, like, don't be a surprise and shock. I agree with exactly what you're saying. You said it exactly right. I have respect. And if I know there's something that would be wrong, you just stay away from those areas.
Yeah.
You work within the lines. And
there's always going
to
be
you never tell anybody what to do, but you also say, I respect
exactly.
you. Exactly. Exactly. It's like, no, you said it best. That was the smartest
thing.
He's
never going to tell me, like, don't do that, you know, blah, 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 don't. You know, don't fuck that person. But I know if I do that, that would hurt him. So why
exactly.
would I do that?
Yeah. And I have that same agreement as I go, she's going to work. She's working.
Yeah.
She did a hand job thing, and one of the scenes called for her to fuck a little bit with the person. And this is somebody that does performing but also does production work. I've only worked with him on the production side of things.
Yeah.
I know the guy. I don't have an issue with the guy, but it still is a little weird that I'm going to be on set with him next week.
Uncomfortable.
And I still look at him. I don't look at him when I see, you know, James Dean. Well, I'll just throw out a name. If I see James, he's fucking my girlfriend. I don't care. It's like most of the time. This guy was a little bit different. And again, it was just my perspective. But I don't have an issue with him. I don't have an issue with what happened. It's just still, there's definitely that little bit of an oddness. But that's about it. Other than that, I have no jealousy.
Well, he is respectful too. I mean, there's girls that he knows that I wouldn't appreciate if he worked with, and he doesn't. I feel like if you're with someone, it's a healthy relationship. You have respect for one another.
Yeah, it's just sex.
But like with,
yeah,
like
it,
it said,
is. But there's always going to be those people or two people that trigger.
Well, I like with what you said. Like if say like one of my friends who I only know production wise and stuff. It's like I would feel weird working with their girlfriend too. Like it would just be something that would odd me out.
Sure.
You know? But like, and it's not like I'm saying like there's some people I just don't give a fuck about. But like if it was a friend of mine, like yeah, dude, fuck that. Like,
well, here's a perfect example. Look at Clover. You and Clover are really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Clover's a great performer. He's a great guy. He's really sweet. But his girlfriend is one of my friends. And I was friends with her before he came into the picture. So out of respect to her, I won't work with him. You know, it's like this
There's plenty of other people to work with.
Well, yeah. And I have the same type of thing with you two. It's I've worked with my friends before. Mm-hmm. I found Liz Taylor and I were friends for 3 years before we worked together, and it was a little uncomfortable. That was Liz. We hung out on the couch. We smoked weed. Then I found out she knows how to suck a dick. She was good, and I'm like, okay, now this is uncomfortable. I don't look at her still as a sex object. Gracie Glam and I work together. You know, I've worked together with different people that are friends.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have an issue working with you necessarily if I hired you for a BJ movie, although I hear you suck at it. But
Xander
does
it good.
Yeah, now, Xander is great. But out of respect, I mean, we're friends.
What
was that? Huh?
I have no idea.
You get a little fuzzy mouth here from the...
you ever seen that Madonna video where she... the bottle? No? Okay.
Today's episode of More with Mo, if you may have heard that we're all drinking beer, craft beer brewed
Joseph
Bra.
Did you go to that
it's the Prost.
No, I walked all the way to fucking Trader Joe's.
Wow. You walked to Trader Joe's?
Yeah, because I went the wrong way, but it was too far gone.
I knew you were going to get lost.
Today's episode...
We were concerned for you that you would be like...
Also sponsored by Trader Joe's. But everybody should give this Joseph Brau Brewing Company seasonal Prost.
Prost.
It's a rich malty lager. I'm not good at this plugging stuff, but it was a good beer.
Lager, yeah.
Do your Xander voice. It's my favorite thing ever.
That's about it. All you have to do is just grumble. So out of respect, though, for Xander, is I wouldn't go, hey, you want to go do this?
Yeah.
I had Asa Akira, who was on my list for Asian Mouth Club.
Yeah.
Now, she arguably female performer of the year, one of the strongest known Asian chicks out there.
Or just chick in general.
I'm shooting specifically an Asian movie. I didn't hire her, and she wouldn't work with me based off of a mutual friend. Her mm-hmm. boyfriend at the time and I were friends, and he would prefer, and it was all cool.
Yeah.
Once they had broken on and they had worked... Oh, my God. once they had moved on, approached her and just said, hey, I was wondering.
Yeah.
And she goes, is it for your movie? I said, yeah. And she goes, absolutely. Give Spiegler a call.
Yeah.
Now, we've known each other for years. It was all cool. Now, if you guys broke up, I have no use for you, honestly. If it was something I had a use for you. No, but you know what I mean. If you were a hot Asian chick.
Let's be honest. You can't afford me.
Exactly.
Wow.
I am the general manager of Madness Pictures.
You make these low-budget movies. You're a total budget for a whole movie.
I love to fuck with you all the time.
Your whole budget for a whole movie is like her fee.
Easy hitter. Bring it in. Easy hitter.
Are you scouting? He's scouting.
Okay. I know her rate.
No, it's just because I'm a snot and I won't do blowjob scenes for anything less than my boy-girl rate. Just because I'm a snot.
I can afford $600.
and a six-pack of beer.
Blowjob rate.
And a six-pack of beer.
We'll go in a dark room and we'll switch it out with my boyfriend. It'll be fine. Okay. A mouth is a mouth.
Just close,
right?
Close your eyes, Mo.
Flavor saver.
Yeah, close your eyes, Mo. Just close your eyes. You'll enjoy this.
It's going to sound like this.
Okay, now I do want to.
It sounded like a Muppet.
Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
Blowjobs. That was Yoda. What the fuck?
Oh my God, we're jumping. Okay, so now this is. Okay, jumping from that, I do have to say, we all know that there are guys. There are gentlemen that we call fans that are creepy towards the girls. Mm-hmm. We all know this. We see it. I see it on Twitter. I see this type of stuff. You know, I have guys that offer to eat my girlfriend out for 2 hours, and I'm like,
one of those
whatever.
Guys.
Yeah, exactly. And I see this. Now, the opposite is, and again, you know, Xander's a dreamy guy. He has. Nice. Because of him, I have a couple fangirls that follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
You have female fans. And I'm going to go with the assumption a few male fans. Does it get creepy at times? Do you see the stuff that the girls say?
Well, he's like, I mean, he's a very attractive guy. And he's very personable.
Yeah, it's not that attractive.
Okay.
It's all makeup.
Very attractive. But no, I mean, I don't care. If the girl's hot enough, she can fuck him. I don't care.
Oh, so, yeah.
But she's got to be hot.
And Danny has to get a piece.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So, I mean, industry girls.
Seconds.
So, if some industry girls all fawning over him.
Oh, fuck. You know what's funny is that.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
And Spike from
the other day.
Excited.
The other day, like, this girl.
Oh, that's better. Tell yours.
Yeah, she,
flattering.
Like.
It I was, like being flattered.
She plays. You should see her playing with her hair right now. That was awesome. But no, she, there was this girl I worked with. Who, like, was so, like, she loved Danny.
This is why I don't worry.
And she was, like, she was really excited about doing a scene with me, too. But she was just, like, I was really, like, begging so I could have both of you guys. And I was just, like, she's, like, I could just imagine what you two would do to me. And I'm, like, I don't know if you can hang, really, honestly. Like, you're good. You're like, a decent performer, but.
Or, like, girls look at on set and be, like, I really want to work with your girlfriend. He's, like, hey!
I'm always, like, like, that could be cool, but, yeah. We should do
teamwork.
Dude,
I'm all
scenes.
For it, man. Like, I'm glad that he can go to set and fuck my friends and give them some good dick, whatever.
Sure.
I don't care.
So work does not come in as an equation.
No, it's a job. Like, I'd rather him fuck my friends and have my friends go on set and work with some like creepy guy that's gonna ask for their number at the end of it.
Now,
also, there's like the whole like thing that we keep in mind because we're professional is like the whole we're going there to do a good scene and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm just like. Oh, I'm gonna work with Asa today. Like stoked. Like mm-hmm. no, I'm. I know there's gonna be a good scene. It's just it is what it is.
No, I've been on set with you a number of times, and it's not like you're going up and fawning over the girl and trying to hump on her and things like that. You're there to do a job,
yeah,
and it doesn't matter. I mean, honestly,
I'm busy hiding a flask.
Exactly.
Gotta keep that shit on the low.
Yes, that may or may not have happened. but I mean, in general, I mean, you're there to do a job. The girl's there to do a job, mm-hmm. and we hope you guys mutually like each other. In some way or do something so that you get a better scene.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between like having chemistry with someone and being inappropriate.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
If he was on set getting blown by some girl off camera, like of course I'm going to be pissed. But if he goes on set and does a great scene because they have chemistry, like why would I be mad at that?
It's like the difference between like where if like, yeah, so like if like there's no, like if it's like the
yeah,
scene
so you know.
And like you're getting like, huh? What'd you say?
I'm just making fun of you.
Oh, I hear you. But no, so it's like, if it's like the scene or whatever, and somebody's struggling or something like that, like, I wouldn't give a shit, like, if she's blowing them up. Good. Yeah. Like, get home to me. Let's wrap this shit up, man.
I go but very like, much of what I, happens on set happens
But if it
on
was
set.
Like in the yeah. makeup room or like somewhere yeah. like totally off and they're fucking over there, it's just like,
yeah,
dude,
no,
like,
exactly.
What the fuck, bro? Like, yeah. And it would affect her, like, it would affect my opinion of both people.
Yeah.
You know? So it'd be like, well, there's somebody I can never trust again, and there's also somebody I can never trust again, which I never want to say.
Of course.
Because that's what's happened with several of my, like, really, what I thought were my really close friends in the industry, like, people I thought were, like, brothers to me, and it was just, like, just shit happens, and it's just like, all right, now, first off, I'm never going to call you my brother again, and you're just a person I know now. Mm-hmm. I kill that shit.
Sure.
If something like that goes down, I have no longer have any emotions for that person, like, at all. Like, I'm just like,
of course. Okay. And I think that's a very fair thing.
If you prove to me I can't
thing.
Trust you, then why the fuck are you in my life? I don't
exactly.
fucking need you.
Okay,
you
know? So as an industry power couple, and I don't, and honestly,
baby,
I don't.
Baby, we just got
you guys are famous. So as industry wise, doesn't affect your relationship at home. You're doing artwork. He's doing drinking. And playing video games.
It's really funny because, like, a lot of people don't know this. Like, yeah, he's in a band, and so. Weird.
I apologize. Yes, you are in a band.
To be that girl, it's like, oh, my boyfriend's in a band. He's actually like an amazing writer, just in general. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, he plays video games.
So you guys, so the roommate situation was a big old hoax on my part that I fell for.
Well, it wasn't even like we were trying to do something. It was just that we didn't want people to know, because once the industry knows, it's just this drama shithole.
Yeah.
Like, and people, did you see what your boyfriend did on set? Did you see what happened? Like, did you, you know, it's just like, oh, God.
I did that with Alex as well. We went through, and there was a few months where, and at first, I don't know if she felt that I was trying to hide her as a thing.
Yeah.
But it was more of, I said, it's not about the getting together and announcing you're together. It's about the breakup.
Yeah,
because it only takes 2 weeks for everybody to know you're together, but it takes a year for everybody to know that you've split up.
Yeah, and then also, like, what if we did get together and it was a complete and utter failure?
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want everyone to be like, oh, well, you know, just, no.
So, roommate situation's over. You guys are still living together, and that's all going well?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm pregnant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And wait, this is your... Did
I'm
you,
kidding.
Wait,
but, no, but the weird part is she's pregnant, but I'm infertile. I'm
wait, I thought you lost
I can't
Princess
have babies.
Baby.
Well, no, I'm really excited. I hope it's a girl so we can name it Princess.
Oh my God.
I think that'll be
twins.
Is it a sandwich baby?
Yeah.
Sorry, being delivered in a few hours or less. Okay.
What's up with you and sandwiches?
I know,
like, sandwich. Are you like really hungry or something?
No, I'm not. Anyhow. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much.
We have a website. You didn't plug it. That's
I didn't. That's what. This is the part of the show where you get to plug your own shit.
Yeah,
so,
thanks.
Plug.
It is DannyVsXander.com.
How awesome is that domain name, by the way?
That is an amazing domain name. Mo versus Mo is coming
soon.
Wait,
but you have... Wait, Danny versus Xander. That's really weird, because I have Xander versus Danny.com.
Oh, my God. So weird.
That is so...
That's weird,
what's a coincidence?
I have both.
Oh, my God.
So...
You weren't supposed to tell her.
So, DannyVsXander.com. What do we see on here?
Weird lots of shit. Weird shit that we do.
Videos
weird
of him
shit.
Playing video games.
Yeah.
There is. We did an update the other day. He was playing video games, and I was masturbating behind him. That's pretty funny.
Nice.
So I'll do like a blowjob while I'm playing video games, or
nice.
Like we did.
Nice.
All right,
like
webcam
like a lot
stuff.
Of rapey stuff.
Our stuff's kind of rapey.
Yeah, it's
kind of
rapey.
It's kind of rapey.
Could you imagine if we would have had the camera going that? Yeah, it was like 2 days ago.
Oh, my God. That would've been really bad.
Her pants were like still on and.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Anyway.
And I just
okay.
like.
We're going to leave him up.
And
sex
on that,
and
on that creepy note. So, where can we find you on the interwebs elsewhere?
Find me on Twitter at MissDannyDaniels.com.
XCorvus777@. So.
Yeah.
At.
Wow. Well, thank you guys so much for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
This has been Mo with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Moxes. Mox. Just Mox. MoXXX. Some people call me
we
Mox.
Should make a, we should be that super gay couple that has like a conjoined account and be
oh
like,
God.
At Zanny. And then like point.
I'm creating Zanny. You can catch me and all sorts of pictures of Danny Daniels and maybe or maybe not a picture of Xander Corvus on my blog, theaveragemo.com. Thanks, guys, for listening.